With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the campaign in Iran is ramping up.
We have only just begun to fight and fight decisively. Having a chance to hear from Admiral Cooper, if you think you've seen something, just wait. The amount of combat power that's still flowing, that's still coming, that we'll be able to project over Iran is a multiples of what it currently is right now.
Speaking at a news conference at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa on Operation Epic Fury, Hegseth said, quote, Iran is hoping that we cannot sustain this, which is a really bad miscalculation. There's no shortage of American will here. But there's also a big rush to get away from the fighting in the Middle East.
Flights have been canceled. Airspace is closed. But there are flights going out. Raya Rouleff is in Paris. She got out of Dubai.
Yeah, I saw the bomb and I saw the drones and everything. I saw it was closed from my window. It's horrible.
American Corey McCain also got out of Dubai. His hotel stay there was quiet.
Meanwhile, like literally a five-minute drive that way, like a hotel's getting hit by a missile.
Officials chartered jets or deployed military aircraft, sending stranded travelers through Oman, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia, key exit points where planes could land and take off. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump has fired his embattled Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Trump said he was nominating Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen for the position in an announcement on social media on Thursday. The announcement came after Noem faced a two-day grilling on Capitol Hill from Republicans and Democrats. Rough day on Wall Street with the Dow plunging 784 points, the Nasdaq lower by 58. This is SRN News. Religion doesn't matter much to most Americans.
According to the latest poll from the Gallup organization, only 47% of adults say faith is very important in their daily life. Compare that to 75% in 1952 or 61% as recently as 2003. The Gallup poll also reveals that religion is most important to women, older people, Republicans, those without a college degree, Protestants, and residents of the South. Non-religious people now make up 24% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington reporting.
Someone fired shots at a synagogue in Toronto this week. No injuries were reported at Temple Emmanuel after 20 rounds were fired into the building. Parishioners had held a service earlier in the evening. Synagogue leaders released a statement saying, "We are working closely with law enforcement and security partners. We remain united and resilient. Our building is damaged. Our congregation is not." This is SRN News. Several states are taking legal action over President Trump's recent tariffs, which had been instituted by the administration after the Supreme Court threw out his executive order tariffs. Correspondent Michael Hempen reports.
Democratic attorneys general from Oregon, Arizona, California, and New York are leading the lawsuit. They argue the president has overstepped his power with planned 15% tariffs on much of the world. Trump has said the tariffs are essential to address trade deficits. He imposed duties under Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974 after the Supreme Court struck down tariffs he imposed last year. The lawsuit argues the 1974 law was intended to be used only in specific situations. Mike Hempen, Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.